We're thinking about careers in music this morning and how an artist finds ways to keep working as musical tastes swirl around her. For Hawaii pianist Betty Lou Taylor, that has meant playing all kinds of music in all kinds of places, many of them venues that have never seen a Chinese-American jazz virtuoso before. Her story is told in Patricia Gillespie's documentary, They Call Her Lady Fingers, story, the Betty Lou Taylor story, and Patricia's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Patricia.
Oh, good morning.
What made you, you know, fall in love with this subject?
Well, my late husband, Sam Paulson, was a real expert on jazz. He wrote a jazz article for a newspaper on the mainland for over 30 years. And, I mean, he was just so knowledgeable about jazz because he started when he was like a teenager. And he was a real, real good, big fan of Betty Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he wanted to do something to preserve her legacy. And when we got together, he was the writer and I was the filmmaker. And he convinced me that we should do this documentary on Betty Lou. It was really important, and I'm so very glad we did, because, you know, now we're losing all these great artists that we have here in Hawaii.
But
we have this documentary on Betty Lou, so that will live on.
Well, Betty Lou is very much a part of a jazz tradition in Hawaii that actually goes back quite a ways, doesn't it?
Yes. She backed up Jimmy Borges for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's played, I think, just with everybody. I mean, she's such a legend. And not only is she a legend here, musicians on the mainland know of her. And, you know, if they come to Hawaii, they want to hear her play.
Sure. Well, what is it that makes, you know, how, as you say, your husband knew a lot about jazz. You knew less about it, but you came to appreciate it. How do you come to that place of knowing what it is a jazz musician is doing, and how do you develop an appreciation?
Well, I think you just listen to a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
I know since I was with my husband, I mean, we went to listen to jazz all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when Betty Lou and Jimmy were playing. And I think if you listen to these wonderful artists, you just soon get an appreciation of jazz, and it's wonderful.
Well, I think one of the things that you sense when you're seeing a jazz performance is the way musicians are aware of each other, right? The way they interact with one another.
Right. Yes.
So
Betty was really very good at that. Betty and Jimmy were just an amazing duet. I'm sure a lot of people that are listening have heard them.
Oh, sure.
And it's so sad that Jimmy has passed away now, and it's also sad. Betty Lou just had a stroke, and she's doing better, but I think her music career is over, I'm afraid.
How did you go about sort of putting together her life story?
Well, we got the idea to do this documentary on Betty Lou, but we had to convince her of it.
Yeah.
It was really funny. She said, "Oh, nobody wants to hear my story. No. I have a boring story. No, nobody." And it took us almost a year to get her to agree to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she really understood what we were doing until it was about finished. it was pretty funny because she just didn't think anybody would want to hear her story. And of course, everybody does. It's very interesting. She's just an amazing, amazing musician.
What is a little bit of her story, Patricia?
Well, she, of course, was born in Hawaii, and she grew up at an early age playing. And after the war, she actually got accepted to Juilliard.
Mm-hmm.
And but after the war, a lot of servicemen were coming back, and so I don't quite remember exactly what happened, but then she ended up not going to Juilliard. She went to another school, and she was playing here in Hawaii, and one night she was playing, and Jimmy Borges heard her playing, and he said, "That's who I want. That's who I want to back me up. She's the one." And so, you know, the rest is history. They played for 30 years.
She was a child prodigy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, she was a child prodigy, yeah. She started playing at a very early age. She was extremely talented.
So if you start out as a child, chances are you have to transform your whole musical personality many times over, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. But, you know, Betty was so flexible. I mean, she just could play. She could play anything, you know. She just had a wide musical range, and she's just extremely talented. As you notice that I'm a big fan. Both Sam and I were big fans of hers, and we would go wherever she was playing.
Well, that's who should be making a documentary about her, Patricia.
Right.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah.
Patricia Gillespie is the director of They Call Her Lady Fingers, the Betty Lou Taylor story. The film will be shown next Monday evening at Fresh Cafe in downtown Honolulu, and Patricia will conduct a question and answer session after the screening. You can find out about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.